This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hello, lovely. I'm Maria.
And my name is Rory. We are the hosts of the IELTS Speaking for Success podcast, the podcast that aims to help you improve your speaking skills, as well as your listening skills along the way.
We've started this podcast to give you gorgeous grammar, fabulous vocabulary, and joy along the way. Rory, look at yourself. You're all wet.
Yeah, sorry. I got caught in the rain on the way here.
It's raining men. Hallelujah, let's talk about rain. Rain.
Let's talk about rain.
Nobody would rain on my parade. Do you remember the song, this Rain on My Parade?
Yeah, it was on Glee.
Yeah, how does it go? It says, nobody could rain on my parade.
It's something about, don't bring around a cloud to rain on my parade, I think.
To rain on my parade, dear listener, is an idiom, which means that...
It's about ruining your day, right?
Yeah, so if someone rains on your parade, someone upsets you, upsets your plans, or kind of prevents you from enjoying something. So kind of like, I won't let you rain on my parade, so I will not let you upset my plans or upset me. So yeah, let's talk about rain. Do you prefer rainy or sunny days?
Well, I think it depends where I am, to be honest with you. Like, if I'm indoors and it's nighttime, then it's really great to cozy up and drift off to the sound of the rain battering down. If I'm outdoors, however, it's a whole other kettle of fish because my skin doesn't do very well when I get soaked. So I would say I definitely prefer sunshine if I'm outdoors.
What do you do on rainy days?
Look out the window and be thankful that I'm not out there. I have no idea, frankly. It will depend entirely on what's on the schedule. I mean, I won't melt if I go out. I'm not made of sugar. But so if I have to go out, then I'll go out. But if I don't have to go out in the rain, then I definitely won't go out in the rain.
What do you do if you get caught in the rain?
I suppose if it's heavy, then finding a place to take shelter or something to shelter under would be a good idea, although that's rarely the case, to be honest. I just sort of soldier on and get where I need to be, really. Like I said, I'm not really made of sugar, and I rarely catch colds in a downpour, so it's not a big deal for me.
Is rain good?
Well, for me, personally, not unless you count it as a source of drinking water, to be honest. Otherwise, actually, it's a bit of a pain, because my hair goes flat, and my skin gets quite oily for some reason, so that's not great. But if we mean in general, then it's a good source of water for places with vegetation or places without erosion issues.
Have you ever changed your plans because of rain?
Not recently. I was out on a date a couple of weeks ago, and it started to rain, and we had to pick up the pace to get to where we needed to be. But that's not really a change of plan, to be honest with you, because we were already heading there, weren't we?
How does rain affect life in your country?
Well, it's Scotland, so I think we're kind of used to it by now, to be honest. I think we would probably notice it more if it didn't rain, frankly. Like I say, because we're so accustomed to it, we've got quite good drainage in most areas, although in more exposed areas, if it's particularly nasty, then it can cause mudslides and flooding. But that's not a regular occurrence, to be honest with you.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Speaking and writing in IELTS are really difficult, but the most difficult part in the IELTS exam is writing. In this podcast, we give you everything that you need to succeed in speaking. But what about writing?
What about writing indeed? We've put together a course where we take you through some of the most challenging IELTS writing task ones and twos. In each episode, we'll show you how to brainstorm, plan, structure, and write the answers you need to get a high score. All while having fun along the way, of course.
You can listen to some of the free lessons in any podcast app of your choice by searching for IELTS Writing for Success. And if you like what you hear, you can sign up for the full versions of the episodes. To do that, go to www.successwithielts.com/writing. So, dear listener, rain. It rains. It started to rain, or it started raining. Okay? It's rainy. It was a rainy day, right? And Rory told us that if I'm indoors when it rains, it's great, or it's great to cozy up.
Yeah. Is that a phrasal verb?
It's a phrasal verb.
Yeah. What does it mean, though?
Cozy up. When you kind of like, you're at home, you are like, you're cozy, or kind of you make yourself comfortable.
Mm-hmm. You have a blanket, or you're in bed, and you're like...
So I enjoy, like, it's great to cozy up at home when it rains. And it's a whole other kettle of fish when it rains and you're outside. It's an idiom. It's a whole other kettle, like this with tea, of fish, dear listener. Okay?
Well, actually, I think a kettle also means a big metal thing that you keep things in as well. But that's like a really, really old meaning for it.
So if you say that it's another kettle of fish, or it's a whole other kettle of fish, it means it's something completely different.
Yes.
From what I've been talking about, right?
You could just say it's something completely different, but idiomatic language for a high score. Yay.
So it's a different story. It's another kettle of fish. I get soaked. So in the rain, when you go out, it starts raining, you can get soaked. So like a rain, and you just, everything is wet. So to get soaked in the rain, okay? Yeah. Rory, you said like it's battering down.
Yes. That just means that the rain is coming down so heavily that you can hear it like hitting the roof where you live. And it makes that drumming sound.
So you can say it's pouring down or it's battering down. It rains heavily. And the collocation is heavy. Rain or it rains heavily. Heavily, like heavy, you know. Or it's battering down. What does Rory do on rainy days? On rainy days, okay? It depends on my schedule, or it depends what's on the schedule, right?
You kind of have to deal with it, though, because it's raining. Yes, it's terrible, but you just have to put up an umbrella and hope that everything stays reasonably calm. I wish I had an umbrella right now, but I don't actually own one.
So put up an umbrella and face the music, face the rain. So I'll go out if I have to, right? So even if it rains, I'll go out if I have to do it. I just put up my umbrella and...
Oh, I'm wearing a hoodie. I could wear my hood. Yeah, it's a good look.
I really enjoyed how you told us that I'm not made of sugar. Rory isn't made of sugar. It's a joke, dear listener, yeah? So you can say like, well, I'm not made of sugar, I won't melt. Melt is what ice cream does. It becomes, you know, like this sticky, sweet thingy.
Although I won't melt, but that's usually a way of saying, oh, it's not, it's just a small problem. Although I realized in some of my answers, I was being extremely precious about being out in the rain because my hair goes crazy and my skin doesn't do so well with all of the excess moisture. So maybe I will melt.
If I'm out in the rain, dear listener, so it's in the rain. So if I go out, I'm out in the rain, right? And I won't melt. So it's not a big deal, okay? Now, what do you call these little thingies of water? So after the rain, we have them on the street. This
way. Oh, the puddles.
Yeah. So for example, you can say, oh, I enjoy rain. When it rains, I'm all out and about, playing with puddles.
Oh, playing in puddles.
playing in puddles. Well, maybe your children enjoy playing in puddles. The expression is to get caught in the rain. So you just like walk in, ta-ta-ta, and then a whoa, it starts battering down, pouring down, so you get caught in the rain. And if it's heavy, yeah, if it rains heavily, like pouring down, you should find or take a shelter from the rain. Rory doesn't own an umbrella. He lives in Scotland and he doesn't have an umbrella.
Hmm.
Yes, I'm not a big fan of umbrellas.
Are you Scottish, Rory?
No, I am. I am Scottish, but I'm just really lazy and don't like carrying things around. And an umbrella is just another thing to carry around and I cannot be bothered.
Yeah, dear listener, you remember that Rory doesn't enjoy carrying things around. He just tattoos. He has things tattooed on himself, right?
With good cause.
Maybe you will have a tattoo on umbrella. Umbrella tattoo.
Well, yeah, I might. Although, I don't think it would do any better of a job than a real umbrella, in my case. But yeah, I wore my ring the other day and I realized that it was just such a faff having it on. So yes, maybe I should just get things tattooed on me from now on.
Another phrasal verb is a good one, soldier on. So when you keep doing things, when it's difficult, but you just continue doing it, continue working.
Keep going.
You keep going, right? So it's raining heavily, but you continue, you know, your way to work. So you soldier on. I just sort of soldier on through it. So I'll soldier on through the rain. Yeah? So I can continue. It's difficult. I'm all wet, soaked through. So I soldier on. And you should soldier on with your IELTS preparation. If sometimes it's difficult to listen to our voices, especially if Rory speaks fast, yeah, like soldier on. Okay? There's the settings and you can just slow it down. On YouTube, go there in the settings things, just slow it down. And then again, Rory told us, I'm not made of sugar. Sugar, sugar, honey, honey. Oh, what's a downpour?
A downpour is just a time when there's lots of rain. It's like when there's heavy rain, very heavy rain. Oh, another one would be a cloudburst. I never talked about that. Like, a downpour is a very long rain shower. But a cloudburst, if you imagine, there's all the water in the air, and then it all comes down. It's not over time, it's all at one time. That's amazing when it happens.
So a shower. A shower, like, not a shower, like a bath, but a shower, like, kind of a heavy rain, when it's, you know, like, it rains on and off. So we have showers, like, stops. Like, a shower or a downpour.
Yeah.
If it rains, you know, in small drops, like fine small drops, like you could have these things in the air. What do you call this kind of rain?
Oh, a drizzle.
Drizzle, yeah. And how do you say, like, it drizzles? It's drizzling now.
It's drizzling, probably.
What about if hard balls of ice fall from the sky? This, you know, like ice.
But that's not rain, that's hail.
Hail, yeah, but it's kind of rain, right?
No.
So you can say, dear listener, in my country, it hails. Sometimes it hails when this snow, balls of ice, just hail. It's a nice C2 word. It's C2, it's proficiency.
If you're a scientist, you could say it's a form of precipitation.
Oh, precipitation.
Which is a fancy way of saying water falling from the sky.
So all water which falls from the sky, one word, what do you call it? Precipitation. Very good for your IELTS essays. Precipitation. Could you use it in a sentence? Like, in Scotland...
What? In Scotland there's lots of precipitation because it's far north and cold.
Well, we don't have any precipitation in summer, usually.
Interestingly, that is how people work out what a desert is. It's not by how hot it is, it's by how much precipitation there is. So, the largest desert in the world is actually not the Sahara. It is, in fact, Antarctica. Because rain never falls there. Okay. Well, hey, I learned a fun fact. I don't know about the rest of you. Maria was busy sleeping. Fine.
Thank you, Rory. Thank you, Rory, for your science classes. How exciting. Is rain good? What a strange question is this. Is rain good? No, it's bad. Bad rain. Bad.
It's like, well, for who?
I don't know. And, like, you know, then Robbie told us rain is good as a source of drinking water. We remember that rain is a source of drinking water, of fresh water. Or it could be a kind of a pain. It's a kind of a pain if you are out and about. And my hair goes flat. So if your hair goes flat, it's kind of like it rains and then flat. Can you imagine? It's annoying if I'm out in the rain without an umbrella. My hair goes flat. My skin gets oily, you know, like too oily. Yeah, or dry, I don't know, too wet. And then you say something like, rain is great for vegetation.
Yes, the plants. It helps the plants to grow.
And then erosion issues. We add a little bit of science there, biology. Erosion issues, erosion with the soil, yeah, so.
Yeah, so if there's too much rain, that will wash the soil away, and that's not good, because then it means things can't grow, and also the ground is totally unstable.
Maybe once you changed your plans because of rain. Have you, dear listener? Could you write in the comments, how did you change your plans because of rain? Maybe I was out on a date, or I was out, and then it started battering down. It started raining heavily. It started raining, or it started to rain. Yeah, both are fine. And then what? A change of plans! Okay! Disaster! No, maybe you were getting married, dear listener. Maybe you had to call off a wedding due to rain.
Because of the rain!
Is it possible? I don't know. Oh, it's raining. No, we're not getting married.
Maybe if you're bridezilla. Sorry.
Yeah. In Scotland, we're used to rain. So you can say, in my country, I'm used to rain, or our people are used to rain. So it's our habit. It rains every day and we are used to it. Yeah. In Moscow, we are not used to it. It's just like, well, what? It snows? It rains? Like, what? Disaster. Why? Yeah. It's kind of like, it's the first time.
Yes. On the other hand, when it snows in Moscow, they're very prepared.
Sometimes, no. It's like, what? We have so much snow in the winter? Really? Friday night?
It's definitely like that outside of Moscow. I remember, I have a friend in Tver, and she was saying they decided they were going to build a road in winter, and I don't know why.
Rory uses the second conditional. We would notice if it didn't rain. So we're imagining things in the present, right? So we would definitely notice if it didn't rain for a long time. So rain is good for Scotland. And then we have good drainage.
Yes. But drainage just means the water, it comes down and it doesn't stay. It can flow somewhere that will not cause damage, probably back into rivers or lakes or the sea.
You can say we don't have good drainage or drainage systems in most areas. And sometimes if it rains heavily, it could get flooded. So the city could get flooded, or a lot of areas could get flooded when there's too much water, like a flood. Yeah, so some effects of rain. So rain can cause flooding, dear listener. You know, flooding. Or what did you say? Mudslides.
Yeah, that was connected to soil erosion. When there's too much mud, mud is what happens when soil and water mix together. And if there's too much of it in one area, then it can all run down the side of a mountain at once. And people have died in mudslides. It's quite serious. It's not a serious problem in Scotland, but it does happen.
Okay. Yeah, dear listener, so here you can show off your knowledge of biology or different fancy vocabulary, like mudslides, flooding can happen. It can cause flooding in exposed areas, right? In kind of, I don't know, open areas. Are you ready for a wrap-up joke?
Is this joke going to finish me off?
In what sense?
In the sense of, I'll die.
Yes, some of you will die in the inside.
Some of you will die, but it is a sacrifice that Maria is willing to make.
So, dear listener, embrace yourself. Why do mother kangaroos hate rainy days?
Why?
Because their kids have to play inside. Did you get it, dear listener? Kangaroos. Kangaroos, they have these pouches. Yeah, on their bellies, pouches, and the baby kangaroo is there. So mother kangaroos hate rainy days. Why? Because the babies have to play inside in the pouch. Thank you very much for listening. Could you please check out our premium episodes, speaking part 2 and 3 for some quality IELTS preparation? The links are in the description. Do check our phrasal verb course. It's amazing. All the phrasal verbs are there. Rory, did you like our phrasal verbs course?
I do like our phrasal verbs course. There are over 180, I think, right?
Yes. The link is in the description. Thank you so much. Let's have sunny days, rainy days, so let's enjoy all the days. Bye.
Bye.
Do you prefer rainy or sunny days?
Well, I think it depends where I am, to be honest with you. Like, if I'm indoors and it's nighttime, then it's really great to cozy up and drift off to the sound of the rain battering down. If I'm outdoors, however, it's a whole other kettle of fish, because my skin doesn't do very well when I get soaked. So I would say I definitely prefer sunshine if I'm outdoors.
What do you do on rainy days?
Look out the window and be thankful that I'm not out there. I have no idea, frankly. It will depend entirely on what's on the schedule. I mean, I won't melt if I go out. I'm not made of sugar. But so if I have to go out, then I'll go out. But if I don't have to go out in the rain, then I definitely won't go out in the rain.
What do you do if you get caught in the rain?
I suppose if it's heavy, then finding a place to take shelter or something to shelter under would be a good idea, although that's rarely the case, to be honest. I just sort of soldier on and get where I need to be, really. Like I said, I'm not really made of sugar, and I rarely catch colds in a downpour, so it's not a big deal for me.
Is rain good?
Well, for me, personally, not unless you count it as a source of drinking water, to be honest. Otherwise, actually, it's a bit of a pain, because my hair goes flat and my skin gets quite oily for some reason, so that's not great. But if we mean in general, then it's a good source of water for places with vegetation or places without erosion issues.
Have you ever changed your plans because of rain?
Not recently. I was out on a date a couple of weeks ago, and it started to rain, and we had to pick up the pace to get to where we needed to be. But that's not really a change of plan, to be honest with you, because we were already heading there, weren't we?
How does rain affect life in your country?
Well, it's Scotland, so I think we're kind of used to it by now, to be honest. I think we would probably notice it more if it didn't rain, frankly. Like I say, because we're so accustomed to it, we've got quite good drainage in most areas, although in more exposed areas, if it's particularly nasty, then it can cause mudslides and flooding. But that's not a regular occurrence, to be honest with you.